Chapter 6, The Wave Pool Warning. With the thrill of the twister tube still buzzing in their ears, Ava had shrieked all the way down, a high-pitched sound of pure joy. It was time for the biggest body of water in the park, the Tsunami Wave Pool. From the observation deck, it looked like a gigantic shimmering blue lake, dotted with hundreds of bobbing heads and colorful floats. The constant rhythmic whoosh, crash of the waves was a powerful, mesmerizing sound.
"All right, listen up, troops," Mr. Periwinkle shouted over the din, holding up a finger. "The wave pool can be tricky. Stay close, and when the whistle blows, hold on to your floats." His voice was serious, a rare occurrence at the water park. As they waded into the pool, the water felt surprisingly warm on Ava's legs, almost bath-like, until the first small ripple of a wave brushed against her. The sandy texture of the pool floor, though artificial, felt gritty and slightly rough under her bare feet, a pleasant change from the smooth concrete. The air here was thick with humidity and the almost overpowering scent of chlorine, so strong it made her eyes water slightly. The sound of hundreds of voices, a collective murmur rising and falling with the waves, was immense. Then a loud, piercing weep cut through the air. The lifeguard's whistle. Suddenly, the pool floor began to rumble, a low, deep vibration that rose through her feet. The water, previously placid, began to heave and swell. A wall of water, shimmering and frothing, started to build in the distance, growing taller and taller. Ava felt a thrill of fear and excitement. The water around her became agitated, pulling and pushing at her legs. She clung to the bright pink inner tube, its smooth, slightly slippery surface pressing against her chest. The salty taste of pool water accidentally splashed into her mouth was sharp and unpleasant. Then, with a mighty roar, the wave crashed over them. The force was incredible, pulling her up and then down, tumbling her momentarily, filling her ears with the sound of rushing water and muffled shouts. The water felt heavy, powerful, and exhilarating, a playful giant tossing her about. She emerged, sputtering, hair plastered to her face, and giggling uncontrollably.